past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Rich and Jennifer here with you. Dudley went to take a little nap. We're going to wake him up momentarily because we have Jewel coming up on the show to chat
so
with.
So excited.
Can't wait to chat with her. I know she loves talking
Maybe
to you.
Maybe she'll yodel for us.
She always yodels for us because I have it in the library of cool sounds. So I'm gonna play her yodel for her and see what she likes.
Yodel. Can you yodel?
I cannot. I wouldn't even. I probably could do something in the yodeling department, but I wouldn't even attempt it.
Do you want to hear a good joke?
Yeah.
Get ready. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Little old lady.
Little old lady who?
I didn't know you could yodel. You're welcome.
Little old lady.
See, you can do it.
All right. So all the silliness leads us to DougSteffens.com and our Facebook page at Facebook / Good Day Show. Check us out. We got What You Believe Goes On in Heaven, or Is There a Heaven, over at the Facebook page. And then over on the website, today's poll is, yesterday's poll was Do You Believe in Heaven? And that went down 30% said yes. 21% said, I think so. So that makes 51% of the people who say pretty much yeah. 15% said sometimes. I don't think so, said 16%. And the people who just think they're worm food, bang, 18%. There you go. You are just going to be potted plant food after you're gone.
And today's poll about a Halloween costume, too. Do you dress up?
Do you?
I do. I love it. I usually have a Halloween party, although I don't know if I'm having one.
Right.
But we asked that question also on our Facebook page. What were you going to dress up as for Halloween? We had some interesting responses from donkey to human being to dog to zombie.
I'm going to try and be the old man Ed Asner played in the animated movie Up.
I think that's really cute.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
I saw it somewhere.
Some helium balloons.
Yeah,
you need
the sweater, gray hair, the chair on your back, and you're fine. You're done. And I can even carry a beer in the cup holder on the chair, so it'll be fun.
That's right.
Yeah, nothing like drinking a beer as you round the block with the kids in tow.
Hey, it's trick or treat for you, too. Actually, I'm going to start handing out beers at my house to the dads. That'd be kind
of
cool.
It's like 2 years ago, a lot of the dads, they were just like, we've got this wagon. Should we put something in it? And, and the moms had a glass of wine. It was fun. It was a good time. So anyway, all right. So Jewel coming up here on Good Day. I got to go shake Dudley out of the bed and get him over to the studio. So it's 9 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day. Oh, we're going to help make your teeth look better as well. And then our friend Jay Kumar joins us at the end of the show.
Attention homeowners. If your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number
33. You remember that one, don't you?
Yeah, I do. We did that at 33 past the hour. The last time Jewel was here, for whatever the reason, and I don't know why, frankly, maybe we'll have to get her, if she remembers, or maybe Richie, you remember, Richie and Jennifer and Doug with Jewel.
The last time she was here, she could only be with us until about 8 or 9 past the hour.
Huh.
So we just had enough time to say hi, she yodeled for us, and that was it. And then
how did it get to be 33 past the hour? It's one of the strange things about time and,
hi, Jewel.
And place. Hi, Jewel.
Hi, how are you guys?
We are well, thank you. How are you?
Very good, thanks.
That's good. You have established a wonderful reputation as being good at a lot of things. There are several things. You're a good singer. You're a good songwriter. You're a good actress. You're a good poet. You're a good painter. You're very philanthropical. And I wonder, as you think about it, you do interviews like this with folks, and they're always obviously trying to build you up. What is your sense of yourself? What does Jewel think of Jewel?
I feel blessed. I feel like my life exceeded any expectation I really honestly had for myself.
How did you
feel? I didn't think I would get to live doing something I enjoy so much.
Why do you think you felt that? What was there about what you grew up around that led you to believe that you wouldn't? See, the reason I'm asking this is because I want you to be an example to people who say, I don't think I can do this. I'm not good enough. I'm not strong enough. I'm whatever it is. You provide the inspiration to people who would have go, you know, down a, they go down, except for some kind of intervention, the road that you thought you were going to go down, but you didn't.
Yeah, and there's certainly those people that inspired me as well. You know, I should have been a statistic, I think, and I knew that at a young age.
You are. You're number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I probably should have ended up really honestly in a gutter somewhere or, you know, in a dysfunctional relationship or, you know, addicted.
Why do you say that? Why?
Statistically, it's what happens when you're a child raised, you know, in an abusive situation that's usually passed on generationally. You know, it's hard to break those cycles and it's hard to break out. And I moved out when I was 15. That's a young age to be supporting yourself. And I was homeless when I was 18. And that usually doesn't work out very good.
No, it doesn't.
But I always did keep my chin up and I always kept working hard and trying to figure out how to be happy. A lot of people, we're not taught how to be happy unless you happen to be raised in a happy household. It really, I think a lot of it's a learned skill, and it doesn't just come. It's not a bird that lands on your shoulder and just stays with you the rest of your life. It takes planning. It takes trying to build a life. I liken it to building a house. You have to build a foundation. You have to put up the beams, and it takes work for you to get a house. It's a process, and so happiness is the same way, and that's how I've tried to approach my life. Am I doing things that are going to lead to happiness? Am I doing things that are going to lead to health? And that's kind of how I've gauged decisions in my life, and that combined with luck and people helping as well as hopefully talent, it's paid off.
How have you been able to achieve this happiness? Obviously, you've had a rough childhood, and you were able to get over it. How were you able to do this?
Oh, gosh, it's a process. It's really been a process. But the main thing is being determined. I was not going to be unhappy in my life. It just wasn't acceptable to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really had to fight and scrabble and find ways of being happy and honestly finding examples and then trying to emulate those examples. And then, again, trying to make good decisions. You know, when it looked like I was getting signed to a record label, you know, you look at fame and how many people are happy that are famous? Mm-hmm. Honestly, not many.
No, they aren't.
And why is that? I think fame is sort of like this magnifying glass that adds fuel to whatever insecurities or neuroses that you already have. And I had plenty, you know, and that meant I really had to get to work handling those so that fame didn't destroy me. And also, it was for me moving away from the public eye, making lifestyle decisions that allowed me to be enough of a human that I could grow and change outside of the spotlight, that I could be honest about it, creating that kind of relationship with my fan base. Mm-hmm. It's no one thing, you know, it's a
number,
a many-faceted thing.
Yeah. The book is called That's What I Do. We have Jewel with us. You have a son.
I do.
And how much of your son.
And he is cute, too, by the way.
You are saying the right things.
Well, but,
oh, my
but
goodness.
How did this, I'm looking through the book. We have actually some of them that we're going to give away to some of our listeners. The artistry here, describe your thought process as you put together the words and as the pictures were added to this. You've got a story that any mother could read to, I'm tempted to read this on the air, but I'm not going to. I look at it and I think of Gather Ye Rosebuds While Ye May. And because that's really what this is. It is touching because we need to be touched literally and figuratively. Children need to be touched. They need to be loved. They need warmth and security. And the fact that you didn't have that and you ended up appreciating it and now teaching it to your son and helping others who perhaps need this lesson to be given license to just do what we naturally, instinctively want to do, but somehow or other society takes it away from us, Jewel, in so many circumstances.
Yeah, I do think it's important to, you know, like you say, kids want to be touched, and so do we as parents.
Yeah.
You know, that connection is so moving, and I really wanted to write something for my son that was a love letter to him, that hopefully over years would help inspire his imagination through metaphor and teach about rhyming and those things later. Yeah. But I honestly wanted to make it as a keepsake, something that he knew I wrote him as a love letter. And I wanted to share that with parents and give that to parents so that they could share that with their children that may not, you know, be writers, but still feel those feelings. Poetry and metaphor really touched me at a very young age, and I wanted this to be a poetic lyric, a poetic book, instead of just so literal, which was interesting to get it illustrated. I was very curious how Amy Jo Bates would illustrate, and I was very, very pleased. They're such beautiful drawings.
How'd you find her?
I looked through several illustrators and just felt that her style really matched, and then just let her do her thing.
If I had the sun, I'd put yellow in a brush and paint you a portrait that you could feel and touch. The sun would hit your face from my picture filled with light, and as darkness came, that canvas would fill up with night.
That's very sweet.
Right, yeah, it's this sweet. Let Richie play a little of the song that comes from this. The book, again, That's What I Do. Jewel sings a song that she wrote. And when you get the book, when you go to the bookstores and get the book, you'll find the CD inside of it. Just a little touch of this, Rich.
If I own the sky, I tell you what I do. Gather up the clouds and leave only the blue. If I had the sun, I'd put yellow in a brush and paint you a portrait that you could feel and touch. The sun would hit your face from my picture filled with light, and as darkness came, that canvas would fill up with night. That's what I do.
She sings a lot better than I read it.
No kidding.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh, yeah, sure. Right, exactly. So, what else can you do or are you doing with your son that teaches him the love that's necessary and to maybe be able to understand as he grows up that he needs to give it as well as receive it?
Hopefully a lot of it's by example. You know, my husband, you know, says that a lot, and I really think he's right. You know, he learned what the best things from his parents really by example. You know, often we learn the worst things that way as well.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. So just, shake it
off. Yeah, I think hopefully being a good example. My life's really changed having him. You know, I'm so blessed that I became successful in the music field, and it gave me the freedom and the liberty to enjoy this time as a new mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really took it, you know.
Yeah.
I haven't toured, I haven't hardly done any public appearances, you know, perhaps to the detriment of a career, I have no idea.
Well, but will you? Do you see yourself after he's a little older trying to go back?
Yeah, I'll probably tour a little. I think it'd be fun to have him on the tour bus, and
yeah,
you know, you can hang out all day with him and
yeah,
do shows at night.
I remember our conversation, I think, before, because I know you live on a working ranch in Stephenville, Texas,
mm-hmm.
and I'm very, very close to the president of, excuse me, the Texas A&M College that's there, and somehow or other, I think I said to you and to him separately, I'd like to have the two of you just, I'd like to come down there sometime and just do something, do a broadcast and have you co-host from the radio station on the college campus. Maybe we ought to try to arrange that.
I would love that.
You bring
that would
your
be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it would.
Yes, a nice little ranching town, a great place, I think, for a child.
It's a neat town. Not that you'd expect to find it, actually, where it is. Jewel, you're our, people say it all the time, but Jewel, a new picture book and CD, That's What I Do. Thank you for being here, and good day.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Focus now on your dental health and well-being. Dr. Martin Ginniger has been a dental university professor, a leading oral health researcher at some of the world's largest companies. He knows that your beautiful smile speaks a thousand words and creates that wonderful lasting impression that we all like. And this knowledge has inspired him to that we've been talking about on the air for the past month or so. And that product is Power Swabs. Dr. Ginniger, good to have you on. Good day. I guess the wonder here all people have, they have a lot of promotional things. You see television ads all the time for whitening toothpastes, that sort of thing. How do they work, or do they?
Well, first of all, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me. Talking about whitening toothpaste, I think your audience would be very surprised to find out, actually, that there really isn't any whitening ingredient in whitening toothpaste. Really, yesterday's tartar control toothpaste is today's whitening toothpaste.
Really?
All that's really done with whitening toothpaste typically is we switch out the abrasive system from kind of a medium grit sandpaper, and we we use a finer grit of sand within the toothpaste, and that's what makes it a whitening toothpaste with the hopes of polishing your teeth with finer grit of sand.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about the problem as presented here. You get older, you look a little older, yellow teeth. I've said on the air that it appears that coffee, tea, smoking, what you eat, does that impact? Really, was I right when I said that sort of is what causes it?
A lot of it is caused by what you eat, coffee, smoking, all that does impact. But also, the fact that you're using this very abrasive toothpaste does impact as well, where the enamel, and underneath, people would be surprised to know that right underneath their translucent white enamel is yellow dentin. So as time goes by using these abrasive toothpaste, the enamel is worn away, and you see more of the underlying yellow dentin. So it's a combination.
I tried these trays. I got one of those things, the kits that you stick. It's kind of like when you make an impression of your teeth at the dentist. You stick it up there and you leave it there for an hour. Horrible taste, and I'm not sure it did anything. What's in that stuff?
Well, what's in that stuff is a very thick gel with bleach. And the problem with all the products that are on the market today is that they're in this thick gel, and this thick gel draws water out of the teeth, and that's what causes the sensitivity reaction, and they only contain bleach. Mm-hmm. So, and bleach, your audience would be surprised to find out, bleach has no ability actually to remove any stain. Bleach can only lighten stain on its own.
And it can't be good for you. I mean, putting bleach in your mouth, how's that good for you?
Hopefully you're not swallowing too much of it because it isn't exactly the healthiest.
All right, we're having a conversation with Dr. Martin Ginniger, who put together these power swabs. So what's in the compound, or maybe more importantly, how do you get it to work? It's 2 minutes on your teeth, 5 minutes you got white teeth. How does that happen?
Well, in 5 minutes, you do begin to see a noticeable difference. You will see approximately a 2-shade difference within 5 minutes, and you continue to use the product for 7 days, you'll see a terrific result. The reason why power swabs work so wonderfully, and believe me, it took a lot of time for me to figure this out, is number one, it is a swab. So the very fact that you're actually rubbing something onto your teeth instead of just letting it lay there in a tray or a strip, that makes a huge difference. Think about if you put like soap on your hand and you just let it lay there as opposed to rubbing it together, your hands together, that's why it works. Or a washing machine that has an agitator, you just don't let it just sit there. You need some action to make things work. And the big difference in power swabs is that it contains these vegetable-based detergents, mm-hmm. and these detergents work with the slight amount of bleach that we put in there to help lift the stains off. That's how the whole rest of the world whitens things. Think of your laundry again. You put your laundry into the washing machine. You just don't use bleach alone. If you did use bleach alone, it wouldn't be very effective. It would take a very long time. But the fact that you're using detergents plus bleach, you know, adding those detergents in, only detergents have the ability to actually lift off stains. Again, bleach alone has no ability to remove stains. It just slightly lightens stains over time. You really need that combination.
It's a very interesting combination. A vegetable-based detergent to remove the stains off your teeth. So if you're interested in trying this product out, you got the option of using power swabs, the only whitening system that uses this patented vegetable detergent to remove the stains off your teeth so they stay white longer. Perfect for your teeth. Best part about power swabs, it works in 5 minutes. Call now for your risk-free supply, 800-865-7602. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Power swabs, risk-free, 800-865-7602. Use it on anything. Caps, crowns, veneers, 800-865-7602. Thank you, Dr. Martin Ginniger, the inventor of power swabs.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you'd rather rebuild roads, schools, bridges, and hospitals here at home instead of building them for others halfway around the world, you're a libertarian. If you think Washington should stay out of the bedrooms and the corporate boardrooms of America, you're libertarian. If you'd rather die than give another vote to the bloated, constitution-trampling, overtaxing, and overspending members of both failed political parties, if you think your body, your love life, and your private business are no business of the federal government, if you think the Founding Fathers knew more about freedom than the people forcing the Patriot Act and the NDAA on us, Hate to break it to you, you're not Democrat or Republican. You are Libertarian. This year, you don't have to be a Libertarian to vote Libertarian. We're not a party. We're the people.
My name is Gary Johnson, and I approve this message. Be Libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Doug Stephan, Good Day Beyond Good Day Experience. Joining us now is Dr. Jay Kumar, who is a well-known professor of understanding and life. How do you like that, Jay?
I like that. It's a great
professor of understanding and life. So I have something I want to share with all of you that may set a tone, and one of the things about Jay being here is that there is definitively a tone. If you want to check out what he's all about, you go to Jay Kumar, K-U-M-A-R, Dr. Jay Kumar. But if you just put in Jay Kumar, you're going to get to the same place. This was sent to me by a fellow named Jim, who I know fairly well, and I wouldn't have thought he was a sensitive guy, particularly. But this gave me
more than Cro-Magnon type like myself.
Well,
big forehead, knuckles dragging, the whole thing.
Yeah, he's maybe not as bad as you, but
okay,
but fairly close.
Bonk, woman, ugh.
Right. And what he wants us to think about through this is what happens if we are not here tomorrow. One day a woman's husband died, and on that clear, cold morning, in the warmth of their bedroom, the wife was struck with the pain of learning that sometimes there isn't any more. No more hugs, no more special moments to celebrate together, no more phone calls, no more chats, no more just a minute. Sometimes what we all care about most gets all used up and goes away, never to return before we say goodbye or say I love you. So while you have the opportunity, isn't it best to care for, fix whatever it is that's broken, needs to be healed, fix it when it's sick and fix it when it needs to be healed? Isn't this true for marriage, for children with bad report cards?
The people you love in your life. You know, I want to share a personal story, and this is Doug. What you just mentioned kind of sparked a personal event that happened to me just this past week. I actually suddenly a very dear friend. He was a mentor. He was a really beloved friend and a colleague of mine in my department where I teach my university.
Right.
All of a sudden passed away, stage 4 melanoma. It was this tragic event, and he was diagnosed probably in July, and within a month.
That stuff will literally eat you up.
It will.
Stuff.
And if all of you know about stage 4 melanoma, it's just a really pervasive and vicious form of cancer. And it was just one of these things where I saw him, you know, at the end of the school semester back in May. He's like, hey, you know, Marv, have a great summer. I'll catch you in the fall, that kind of stuff. And I got an email from my department chair saying, we have reported sad news. Dr. Marv, you know, our friend, beloved colleague, Marv passed away. And it was just a shock. And it underscores this really crucial point that you just made, Doug, in that beautiful note that you just read, is that we tend to forget what really is of important value in our lives. You know, we're so focused in our world about investments and money and, you know, just all aspects of accumulation and wealth. And there are other forms of abundance that are all around us that we don't always think about. The biggest form of abundance that we have are the people in our lives that we care about the most, our family and our friends. You know, and Jennifer, you kind of hit this on, you kind of were talking about this in the break also about, you know, your mom had a really unfortunate experience last night. You know, I know she got robbed, and it's really tragic. But what that underscores, you know, all these events I'm talking about is that these are the circumstances in our life that are really of true value are the people who we love, like our family, our friends, our children, our pets. Taking these things for granted is really a problem. And it as you just said, Doug, it's sometimes we forget how important, you know, a hug can be, saying I love you to someone you care about, appreciating what your children do, or just giving a random stranger on the street a smile. These are the things that really bring abundance in the world.
And so why is it that people have such a hard time coming around to understanding this? The families that are so angry with one another that they don't speak to each other. I don't get that. And I think it's on both sides. One side can make the first move. You know, how many brother-in-law and sister-in-law stories do you hear? Mother-in-law stories. Yeah. You know, all of these things, and that it festers between couples or between siblings. And then I think about Edgar. I have, for whatever the reason, you know the story, for those of you who may not remember the name Edgar. Edgar was my best friend and on the farm for the last 18 years, helped me to get to where we are on the farm. He was the eyes, the ears. He was pretty much everything, and he died suddenly. It's been that's even blows my mind when I think about it. He died July 3rd. And I think about him every day. As a matter of fact, with some of the kids that are working on the farm, when we run into trouble, I look at the sky and I yell, I scream, Edgar! And I do it because that part of it is fun. But, you know, the last conversation we had was about a problem we were having with one of the calves, and he had the number, the tag in his hand of a cow that we needed to track down as well. And he and I rarely ever said hello to each other or goodbye to each other. I don't do that much with people, generally speaking, anyway. I don't do it on the phone. But it was always one continuing conversation. And it always was based on what would be aimed at a good outcome. So I have no regrets about Edgar, except that he's not here. I don't have any regrets about anything we ever said to each other, about anything that we ever worked on together, but I am sad because I can't have those continuing conversations. And I think that's part of this.
It really emphasizes, Doug, you know, not only the fragility and how precious life is, but how short
Who would have thought this guy at 65, who had looked like he was a rugged farm guy, I mean, he had his issues with aches and pains and stuff, and you know, body problems that came from a long life of working hard physically. But to see him that at 8 o'clock at night and have him go home in his truck, and at 6 o'clock in the morning, the guy's dead.
Yeah. You know, I want to get back to something you said earlier, Doug, about how we go through our lives holding on to animosity, anger, and hatred towards people that, you know, we really should care about. Mm-hmm. There's a really nice,
or at least be benign and not get the energy, because the energy hurts you. I remember one guy here. I'm going to tell you a quick story. Richie may remember this. There was a guy who called me. I'd said something on the air. I don't remember what it was. I took some position. This guy was so angry at me. He called, and I thought he was going to burst a blood vessel. He was so angry. And at the end of the story, he's trying to make me, you know, out to be something and really get me angry. And I said nothing. I just let him go. And at the end of the conversation, I said to him, "How do you feel?" He says, "I'm really angry." I said, "Well, you've hurt. Nobody in this circumstance, this conversation has been hurt but you. Do you know what all that physical anger, what that tone that you just presented has done to your body in the last 4 or 5 minutes? Do you realize you're the person who's been hurt?"
Yeah.
And he starts again on me, and so...
What you just said, Doug, there's a great quote by in the Eastern philosophy tradition by the Buddha, who says, holding on to anger is like holding on to a hot stone. In the intention to hurl it at someone else, you burn yourself.
Yeah.
And there's a whole neurobiology about anger and just what we call negative emotions. And we actually now know from neuroscience and mind-body medicine, when you hold on to consistent levels of anger or hatred or vengeance, these emotional qualities have now been shown to physically impact your body and have a deleterious effect on your immune system. This is really remarkable. I don't know if you know this, but I'm going to show this for you because it's so fascinating. The human body, actually the heart, we were just found in the past like 5-10 years, actually produces the largest electromagnetic field in the entire body, more so than the brain. And so your heart literally emits this wave of energy outwards, which we now can quantify and measure it through science. What we're now showing is, or what we're now seeing, is that people who consistently have these emotions, who hold on to these emotions of anger and hatred, jealousy, or even think about thoughts of have negative thoughts consistently throughout their day, this energy field in the heart actually becomes less stable. Mm-hmm. It becomes less coherent. Versus when you hold on to emotions of love, gratitude, compassion, this energy field around your heart becomes more cohesive and stronger. And why this is so important, here's the key piece. The connection is, the more coherent this energy wave is around your heart, there's a whole new field of medicine called psychoneuroimmunology. Psycho meaning the mind, neuro meaning the brain, and immunology being the immune system. Psychoneuroimmunology now shows that when this wave around your heart is more coherent, this promotes a stronger immune system, which helps you live longer.
And that's, you hear me, how many times a day do I talk about the immune system and the practicality of making sure it's tuned up and strong? Because then you don't have problems with West Nile virus or any of these flus or most diseases, inflammations come about as a result of your body being out of balance.
Precisely. You hit the nail right on the head, Doug. You know, one of the things I advocate to my clients and my teaching as a professor is this idea that the mind, the body, and the heart are all interconnected. And now we have, not just from a spiritual perspective, but from the scientific perspective, we now know that our thoughts, our emotions have a very strong impact on how we choose to live, how we choose to heal, and how we choose to be. And so getting back to what we were just saying earlier, about anger versus, love and compassion. I actually would love for everyone here, all of us, and everyone listening today to do an exercise, a gratitude exercise or a forgiveness exercise. If there's someone in your life that you feel animosity towards, that you're holding an anger issue towards, or you have any sort of emotional issue with, I challenge you, and I really say this, I challenge you to choose to maybe just in your mind, forgive that person. You may not have to express it right away to that person, but in your mind, can you just shift that energy to gratitude and compassion to a situation in your life or to a person in your life? The other exercise that you can do, if that's a little more challenging, is just to say to someone, whether it's to a family member, to a loved one, to someone that you really care about in your life, tell that person how much you mean to them, or how much they mean to you. Mm-hmm. Just little things like these. These are small exercises you can start doing, but after a while, they begin to build up. Like anything we do, whether it's a physical exercise, we know we do what are called cognitive exercises. This is a cognitive exercise you can do for your brain to begin to express feelings of gratitude and compassion to people or situations in your life that you know are of value. And what this does, eventually, it begins to build a more coherent connection between the mind, the body, and the immune system.
I would like to suggest one thing further.
Sure.
And that is, if you're having a hard time getting yourself into a place where you can do that, think about, I'm blessed on the farm with lots of great images, and so I think about the garden that we have, for example, here on the farm. If you were able to go out there, spend just a few minutes, no matter what your tone prior to getting into it, you go out, and there's a sort of like picnic bench in front of it. Sit there, watch things like the hummingbirds that come into these great big, they're tremendous sunflowers out there now. So the hummingbirds that come in, they roll around. Sometimes you watch them chase a bug around, that kind of stuff. We've walked from the barn to the house in the moonlight, and you look at the garden. I mean, this kind of imagery that is extraordinarily beautiful and helpful in setting your mind. You have to shut it down. You have to change its gear.
Right.
And there's a lot of things online you can look at. Great photography. If you don't have a garden of your own, then you go
to the
internet and you find the imagery there. I mean, even go to EastleyFarm.com, my farm website, and see some of the images of the animals and the people and the beauty that comes about as a result of children mostly finding out about things that they never knew anything about before. And then from that, you go to the place where you need to be to put into gear this other exercise that we're talking about.
It's all about taking incremental steps. So, you know, if what we just said, what I just said might be too challenging, what Doug, you just mentioned, is fantastic. Just hold the vision in your mind or do something which is very simple that cultivates the emotional quality of gratitude. You know, and just this energy of just abundance, whatever that might be, that's the most important thing. I don't know if we have time to do this, but if I'm wondering, you know, for Rich and Jennifer and Roberta and Doug and you and I, what's one thing you can do today that can help you cultivate a sense of gratitude in your life?
I don't think we have time.
Okay.
Let's save it for next time. Dr. Jay Kumar with the next step into what we discuss when he visits with us again next week. Dr. Jay Kumar, K-U-M-A-R. It's 11 before the hour on Good Day.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exergen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
The first step to healthy living starts with keeping your mouth clean. Periodontal disease is preventable, yet 75% of Americans have some form of it. Early detection of periodontal disease reduces the risk of permanent damage to teeth and gums. That's according to the president of the American Dental Hygienists Association, Susan Savage.
You can't achieve good total health without good oral health, and most oral diseases are preventable. The regime we always recommend is brush, floss, rinse, chew. This message stresses easy ways that patients can incorporate a simple oral health routine into an active and busy lifestyle. Brushing for 2 minutes at least twice a day reduces plaque buildup and the risk of related diseases, such as cavities and gingivitis. Flossing and using mouth rinse daily are also great techniques to prevent periodontal disease. So when you're on the go and can't brush, choose sugar-free gum, like Orbit, after eating.
October is National Dental Hygiene Month. For more information, visit ADHA.org. I'm Lee Shepherd.
Prepared. GetPreparedExpo.com.
the biggest and best preparedness expo in America.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits
with instructors
GCN's Vincent Finelli
from USA Prepares,
plus the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft,
and 50 more.
GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th.
Download coupon flyers
and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Time on Good Day, 53 minutes after the hour. Tom Kreitler is here, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. It's syndicated around the country every weekend. Also the author of My Home, My Money Pit, My Guide, My Love, My Life Is Yours, Tom.
Good morning, Doug.
How do you do?
We're doing well here in the Northeast, where the temperature is getting quite brisk.
Yeah, well, it's fall. You've heard all. What is the special thing? We get a few letters, as we normally do, from listeners answering questions as your forte. So I guess I'll start with the first one.
Sure.
In terms of this winter versus last winter, we prepared, didn't have a really tough winter. Do people sometimes, oh, yeah, it worked a lot last year. I don't have to do anything to my house this year. What happens to a house over 12 months that is, in terms of sort of normal maintenance, things you just got to look at before you go in either to the winter season or the summer season? But in this case, we're going to the winter season. So what things do people most often overlook? They think, oh, it's not a big problem, not a big deal.
Well, one of the things that I think folks overlook is the servicing of their heating system. You wouldn't drive your car year after year without getting it tuned up.
Yeah.
Because you know that it's going to damage the vehicle and it's going to impact the gas mileage. And the same thing happens with your house. If your house is heated by oil, by gas, by propane, really any fossil fuel, those burners are going to get dirty. They do need to be maintained. And if you've not done that yet, now is the time to do that before it gets super cold, before you're waiting in line for your service contractor. Get your heating system tuned up so that it's working properly and efficiently. That's going to save you money. I think people tend to think that, hey, it worked last winter. I throw the thermostat up. It's going to work this winter.
Right.
No big deal. But really, it's worth doing that. It's worth doing that for efficiency and also for safety. And if I had to name one improvement that people tend to overlook, it's insulation, because we tend to get complacent with the amount of insulation that we have in our attics. Whatever was put in the day that home was built, that's kind of what stays. But standards have changed over the years, and if you don't have at least 15 to 18 inches or so of insulation in your attic, that's a really easy, inexpensive project that you can do this weekend.
Now, one of the other things that I think is important for people, and I'm going to give you my own example. Yesterday I had the fellow I use on the farm as a plumber fixing furnaces and water heaters and going through all kinds of things. We have at the dairy barn,
We have like four water heaters,
right?
Different, and we found out they were very inefficient, and they were, I think, three of the four of them were electric, and that's like suicidal.
Wow! Yeah.
So I had all of them replaced. I can't get gas there, so we're using oil, but we got down to one furnace that's going to power the cheese room and the store, and another one that's going to power the needs for the water down in the milking area, and ran a few lines across. This guy just strategically looked at it, and I was actually quite thankful for having found him. He's kind of a farmer guy, but he gets how to save money and how to do this stuff and tie everything together. It's amazing. I can see how much we're going to save just by eliminating these things. And if you got an electric water heater, man, you should do something. Those things just...
I want to get one of those.
Suck up.
Two things come to mind, Doug. First of all, in situation that you just described, it's very difficult because we tend to add on to things over years.
Yeah, just keep adding. You don't think it through.
Then you don't think it through, right? And so you did the right thing, and you just kind of like wiped the slate clean, started from scratch, made your most energy efficient decision possible. And if you are stuck with an electric water heater, the one thing that you can do that is short of replacing it is to add a timer to it, because typically we don't need to heat the water 24/7, right? We only need to heat it for a few hours in the evening and a few hours in the morning.
Yep.
The rest of the time, the water does stay hot, but you don't use that much of it. So a 240-volt timer can do that for you, and it's less expensive than replacing the whole thing.
All right, good news. Here's a letter, a note from Peter in Massachusetts, who has aluminum wiring in his system. He's never had a problem. 20 years he's lived there. I've forgotten about aluminum. I thought aluminum was used for bigger carriage of voltage, not small.
It is. It is. We use it today for service entry cables and bigger circuits, but between 1965 and 1972, it was used in millions of homes as the branch wiring. And, you know, I love people that say, I've never had a problem with it. Yes, you've never had a problem with it, because the one time you will have a problem with it, your house will burn down.
Yeah, so you got a taxi, it's going to get really hot.
Right. There is a conversion called an Alumacon connector. Basically, you add pieces of copper wire to the end of the aluminum, you screw it down with these terminal blocks, and that makes it safe. So the conversion is required to make it functional.
All right, check out your wiring, and you don't want to leave the aluminum there by itself, is what Tom's telling you. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, MoneyPit.com, here on the Good Day Show, DougStephan.com at 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There are disturbing health facts in the United States. We are now 60th in life expectancy, 41st in infant mortality. Autism is up from 1 in 10,000 to now 1 in 88. Over 100 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. We're the most obese nation in the world. Arthritis and Alzheimer's disease are skyrocketing. Pediatric cancer is up over 10,000%. There is a better way. Don't miss my 90 for Life free lecture Monday, October 15th at Falcon Ridge Middle School at Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or call 877-279-9422. 877-279-9422. With over 30,000 autopsies and billions of research dollars, it is answers to the health issues ailing Americans. My 90 for Life lecture is free and could save your life. Monday, October 15th, Falcon Ridge Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota, or call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422.